Today, my topic is Love is Leading Our Way, and that was a beautiful segue that Chris gave about the class. Today, looking at love. Next week, looking at loving our enemies, because love is something much bigger than that that can happen. You guys, have anybody here been through the and then what happens sometimes? And the kind of We're talking about something else. And so what's really important, I think, is we begin to look at love and how that leads our way in our lives and actually leads this entire universe to look at what love is at core. In the book of John, it gives the best definition. I'm going to call it an infinition. And would you say that with me? Infinition. It's like this, right? An infinity sign, because there is no definition for God other than the old anthropomorphic la 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 la, you gotta be kidding, definition, right? But the infinition of God is in the book of John, and it says just three words: God is love. God is this invisible substance that draws all things together, in which here at Unity of New York, we gather and we grow. Because when we remember love and let it lead our way, we are always drawn into something that we could never have imagined. There's an infinite possibility before us. Because with man, with our own egoic thoughts, it's just some things aren't possible. But with this sense of God as love, all things truly are possible. And so if God is love, and you and I are made in the image and likeness of God, which is our creation story, right? The beginning of the Bible, in the Genesis, the beginning of all things, then who are you made? What are you made in the image of? I am made in the image of love. Say that with me. I am made in the image of love. I want you to nudge your neighbor and say, I think she's talking to you. I think she's talking to you. I think she's talking to you. I'm made in the image of love. And so I am this a proponent of stretching. I love stretching. My kids and I used to call it in the morning when you wake up and you have that sigh that you stretch, and then all your cells, fibers, and tissues go, we call that delicious time. So I want you to put your arms up, if you will, like this. Yes, yes. Some of you are used to doing this with me. And now look at how you look right now. You look like a tree reaching up to the sun, to the light that causes you to just go through all this fabulous growth in your life. Keep your arms up there. It's really healthy for your heart and your arms. Really good for you. And I want you to say after me, love is leading my way. Together, love is leading my way. Thank you, God. You should bring your arms down. Just feel that. Ooh, delicious, right? This delicious time. The song that Kathy sang is so poignant. I don't know if you guys kind of grew up. I know my kids did grow up somewhat with Mr. Rogers. That was written by Mr. Rogers. It's You I Like, right? Did you recognize it? It's You I Like. He is a very, actually, Jesus-like figure in our lives, because what he was talking about, what she was singing about, is it's you, the genuine you. It's you, every aspect of you, the human of you, that is divinely orchestrated, the divine of you that is humanly informed. That aspect of you that you may want to kind of hide away, it's you I like, no matter what is going on in your life. And there's a lot of reasons that we have said that we are not going to love those who do us wrong. I love them. I love my enemies, but not him because he did. Or not her because she said that about me. Do you know that? That conditional kind of love, right? But that's not what we're talking about when we look at God as love. It's not the kind of love that Jesus was implying when he said, love your enemies. We're talking about an agape love, an all-inclusive love that can pray for those who persecute you, that can hold our every aspect of what's going on with our government in prayer right now, no matter what's taking place, and not be the least bit deceived by the shenanigans that we as human beings get up to, right? That kind of love that can pray for those who persecute us and love our enemies, that kind of love. With that kind of love, we may think, as human beings, that there's no way that's taking place. And yet with that kind of love, there is always a way. Because love is this, we know that you are, in fact, the light of the world. So Eckhart Tolle, this is one of his main teachings. He says, just look at what's before you. If you're the light of the world and you look at what's before you, the light moves through you onto that object and illuminates it. You may not know the answer, but the answer is there in the question. The solution is always waiting for you to discover, and you will uncover it as you just stay calm. In simplicity, know the truth, and let that truth set you free. Let it release you, and let spirit run your life. The prophet Jeremiah was this kind of crazy guy. He ran around, he was a doomsday prophet, and so he was like, like Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And at core, Jeremiah had this amazing sense of God as love, as divine order, as we call it in unity, that everything is always working for the highest good and there is nothing that could ever get in that way. That there is no one and nothing that could ever take your power, the power of love, from you. Would that you would remember that. Would that you would hold to that and not think that someone can strip that away from you, because it's not for sale and it's not up for grabs. It is the core and the essence of who you truly are. And when you remember that and you just sit into that, you find that there's something more for you in that experience, no matter what it is. So in Jeremiah 29, 11, and 13, we hear the voice of God. So this is the voice of love speaking to you. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you hope and a future. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Just take a moment, if you would, and place your hand or put your finger at your heart. Yeah, not your neighbor's heart. Get your hand off your neighbor's heart. That is your heart. That is the very core of you. And if there is nothing else that you do in the moment you feel affronted by someone or that you need to defend yourself, if you would just remember to touch your heart and in stillness, allow this love of God to imbue that situation and step back and see if there's not something that will come forward for you, that you will find what you're looking for. For it's here already. I had this, I'm here in New York because of an event called Advanced Love. It was at the Strand Bookstore, and there are a couple women here from that event today. One of them came with me from Unity of Naples, and that is Sandy Badash. And Sandy and I'm going to, is it okay with you, Sandy, if I talk about you? I'm going to talk about you. Okay, here we go. So Sandy, we just noticed, you know, we were in close quarters in the beautiful Walker Hotel, and she had somehow done some kind of acrobatic thing over at the desk, and one of her round, beautiful sterling earrings went flying into the air, and it hit something. We didn't know what, but it hit something and went somewhere. And it stayed hidden from us. We looked, and we looked, and we looked. Did we look, Sandy? We looked. I mean, I picked up the mattress, and she looked under the mattress. I went around the edges of the room. She looked in everything and under everything she could think of, and nothing was coming forward. I reminded Sandy that one of my mother's favorite sayings, and she was a Unity teacher, was, "There is nothing lost in God's kingdom." How could there ever be anything lost in the kingdom of love? How could you ever not be home? When you come to the truth of who you are. And so we would just go, okay, well, it's here somewhere. It clearly did not just disappear. We didn't take it out in the trash. We looked through everything, I'm telling you, everything. And yesterday, she had this moment of memory. She went, She opened a drawer, and that bounce that she had heard was the earring hitting the base of the drawer, and boom, staying right there, and there it was, there it was, there it was. But you know what? Along the way, on that journey, we had to remember the truth, didn't we? We had to keep coming back to, nothing's lost in God's kingdom. It's all here for us. I have all the spiritual tools that I need. I have my tool belt on. I'm going to buckle my tool belt on. Is your tool belt buckled? You got your spiritual buckle on there? Go ahead and buckle it on. Reach around. Buckle it on there. You know what you got in there? You got clear water. You got fabulous food. You've got the love of God to nurture you. You've got your friends. You've got your family. You've got that image that you can see in the mirror that you can love and send blessings to. God has given you this body temple. However you come and however long you've been on the planet, you are here to remember the truth of yourself. Love is leading your way. It doesn't mean that it always feels that way. It means that the presence and power of God is right here in your heart. And sometimes life throws us off balance. Is that so? Anybody here get thrown off balance? I had this wonderful experience. I was speaking at Unity on the Bay two Sundays ago, and I had pulled in. I was going to go in to get to the hotel. I saw the hotel I had, and I thought, I'll get gas, and tomorrow I can just drive home to Naples, across the state like that. So I put the, went in, paid for my gas, took the hose, put it in my car, and I did have a skirt on at the time, and I thought, I'll just go. I was checking my car to make sure, you know, that it looked okay. And so I stepped over the hose like this, and I put my back foot up like this, and as I did it, I don't know what happened, but my shoe caught the hose. And it was not coming off the hose, and I thought, there's not a lot between me and the ground, and that's just the way it happened. Boom, like that. And I was down on my knee, down on my hip, looking up, and of course I stood up very quickly, and what did I do first? Look around to see if anybody had seen me. There wasn't a single person looking. The entire gas station was filled. But there wasn't a single person looking at me. Nobody came over to help me up. I had everything that I needed, and I stood up. Do you know what I stood up into? I stood up into prayer. I stood up saying, thank you, God. Woo, I fell. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the healing. I don't know what's going to happen now, but it's going to be good. I know that. It's going to be better than falling on my knee. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the healing taking place in my hip right now. Tapping into the love. And I never had a hematoma. I got like one little tiny on my knee, and that is it. When you and I remember to go to the truth in that moment, things are changed. What happens is we stop. It's like a gymnast. Like a matador, if you will. We stop. We breathe. We remember who we are. We stand with our shoulders rolled back. Do this with me. Shoulders rolled back. Hearts akimbo. Love forward in our lives. And if something's coming and it looks like it's really super energetic, all we need to do is, like a spiritual matador, just let it go right by us, right? And if we're going to face it, when we're love, we're like this permeable substance. It's not something rigid. This isn't even rigid. We're quantum people. We know this is like super slow moving particles. And you're faster moving than that. And when you oscillate at the speed of love, if something funky comes towards you, it will, I promise you, move right on through. You let it move right on through where you get really thin. Let it go by. Just like that. You stop. You breathe, you center yourself, you stable yourself in the gravity, the foundation of love that is you. You flex your knees so that you can look and move in any direction, and then you just do what is yours to do. Jesus was basically saying to us when he said, love your enemies, love those who persecute you, he's basically saying, get a grip, right? Get a grip. Right now, on what is real, and love anyway. My favorite beatitude, and honestly don't remember if I shared this with you before. If I have, who cares? You got this is here, yours to memorize and share with others. My favorite beatitude is, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape. Right? Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not get bent out of shape. Life is way too short. So I want you to raise your hand. If you see yourself, if you know yourself to be a divine child of love, raise your hand up. You can raise both hands if you want. You're in a seat. You can even do your feet. Go ahead. Just raise it up there. You are a divine child of love. And I want you to just notice yourself. Let your observer self notice that you're raising your hands. You're saying, I am a divine child of light, a being that is here in this body to give and receive love. Notice that you're saying that about yourself right now. And as you bring your arms down, and remember that that's the truth. Let that, beloved, this moment, because that what you just did is in essence what we call a body prayer. You're bringing it in so you have memory recall. You can bring it back through your body. If you just put your arms up, you'll have something magnificent, some thought that will come through right in that moment. And in that prayerfulness, in that truth, knowing that no matter what, you'll be able to face whatever's before you to face. You may be thinking, yeah, except for that. Right? We do that. Yeah, except for that. I don't know. It depends. It depends upon what the situation is. It depends upon where I am. It depends upon how strongly I feel that or what happens on the outside or what they do or what the government is open or shut down or whatever's taking place. It depends. No. It depends. Only on love. For you are made in the image and likeness of love, and that is the truth that sets us free today. Spread your arms and know that of yourself. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. So today I'm going to say to you that, situations come to us, and sometimes they can look really dark. You know that thing about judging a book by its cover? You know, we get into that. It's like, you're not opening that book. No, it's a dark subject. I've been there. I've done that before. I'm not opening that up. And yet, every time, if it's something that has come to you and you resonate with it and it's a frequency that you know, this is an experience, whatever it is that you're going through, that you're meant to look into or at least to hold and allow through the presence of God in you and let go, and you will find that within that situation, every time, there is a light that will come forward. And that light, if you just look, if you just let yourself open it up, will circle around. And it will illuminate not only you and your thought process and what you're saying and what you're doing. Perhaps just calm you so you don't do anything. So that you can respond with love. Well, when you carry that with you, what happens is this. As you near any other, whether you've met them or have never met them before, the light of God will shine in their light. And you remember the truth of who you are, because you're special. You are the very love of God moving at the speed of you. Say that with me. I'm the love of God moving at the speed of me. Together. I'm the love of God moving at the speed of me. Jesus didn't say you're the light of the world for just no reason at all. Jesus said you're the light of the world so that you will illuminate every place you go. And if there's a dark place or a dark thought, bring your light there, for God's sake. For heaven's sake, shine where you are. For love, beloved, love is leading your way. God bless you. Close your outer eyes. Let them just waft down across these amazing cones and rods of you. And in so doing, open up the aspect of your third eye, your inner seeing, your inner vision. Allow the breath of God to breathe you, breathing God, breathing you, and feel the rise and the fall of your chest, perhaps even the beating of your precious heart, which needs no instruction from you whatsoever, involuntarily knowing exactly what to do at exactly the right time. With enough air to breathe, every cell, every fiber, every tissue of you now, bones and skin, hair to the follicles, relaxes now as you give all your weight into the seat upon which you sit. Let your gluteal muscles just relax, the soft belly of you. Breathe, informing every tissue in your torso, all your organs. All is well, here and now. Just pick up your toes and set them down, knowing that you're blessing Mother Gaia by massaging the earth, blessing all life with your quiet presence. Peace, being still as you. And I invite you in this time of meditation that if there are any thoughts or feelings, any pain or constriction, anything like that at all that comes into your purview, just let it go. Release it as if you're setting it on a river, body of water, moving from the past through the present toward the future of you. Knowing that actually there's just here and now, over and over again. Release and let go. With a sense of blessedness, a sense of, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. As you breathe the breath now and let God be God as you. We thank you, precious spirit, for this time of tranquility, an inner landscape that is ours wherever we go, for that's where God is. And wherever God is, all is truly well. And so as if you have been in a yogic shavasana, allow your fingers to move, your toes to move. Feel the information that you've been sharing. For in just a few moments of silence, you've remembered the divine of you. And allow God to just give you a to this day, gathered here to grow, to meditate, and to love one another. We thank you, God, in the name and through the power of the living Christ essence. Amen.